This is one of the greatest family reunions that's taken place in a long time. It's a real zechus to introduce you to a hero of our people here in Eretz Yisrael, of Simcha Hochbaum, who's for decades made a home here in Hebron and put Hebron on the map. And when he says to me something like, we haven't seen something like this in such a long time, and the energy is so amazing, so that doesn't surprise me, because we've seen that energy from you guys already for weeks. But just to know that it's making an impression even on those heroes that live here in Hebron. Just before we dive in this critical place for our neshamas and for our avodas Hashem, just to explain one yisod for a second about why we're here and why we're here specifically today during the 9 days. We say in Shemona Esrei at least 3 times a day, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, that we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Rev Dessler asked, Rev Chaim Volozhin asked, what's going on over there? Is that protexia? What are we saying? Hashem, listen, I know I'm really not good enough. I know I don't really deserve that my tefillos be answered. But do you know who I am? I'm the son of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And because of that, you should listen to me. Is that what's happening here? Are we saying that we're not good enough on our own? So pshat is, not that. Hashem doesn't deal with protexia. Protexia is like bribery. It's not righteous. Hashem can't operate like that. But what we are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning of Tefillah is, listen, I don't know exactly what I've done today or yesterday or the day before. I don't know if exactly I'm fitting to come talk to you and to speak to you. But I know what's lying deep inside of me are the seeds that my fathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, not Rachel, but those who are on the ground underneath here, who are lying there planting the seeds to give us, that we can stand on their shoulders to become something maybe even greater, to think about this, to the stories that we've heard about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov for all these years. The chesed, the gvura, the emes, the wanting to live in Eretz Yisrael, all the stories that we read in Sefer Bereishis. So all of those midos and all of those beliefs and all of that avoda, that is passed on to us. We have the ability now, the potential is already there. All we have to do is open the door. So we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, listen, maybe I haven't lived that out yet, but I know that deep down inside of me, the real me, the core of me, I know that I am standing, I'm living the midos and the greatness of the forefathers that are here. When you come to a place like this, so yes, nobody's going to be watching. You could run through Maariv, say the words, maybe not think about what they mean, blow right through it, and you know, and then we'll move on. We'll go on the buses. It was a long day. It was a productive day. You know, we'll go back home and everything will be great. That could be. But chaval, what a wasted opportunity. We live in an era of recharge, plug in. This holy place. If you don't understand what holy is, if you don't feel what holy is, you need to know what holy is, that's totally fine. I'm not sure that when I was your age, I'm not sure that I didn't even know how to say the word holy. But if you want to start seeking, you want to start yearning, searching about the real essence of who you are, in the segula, in the merit of the fact that you were born into the chosen people, into Am Hashem, children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so then here's a place where we can close our eyes, think about the words, think about what tefillah means, link into the midos, the character traits, the successes, the brachos of the forefathers who are living here. This is the place where tefillah started. According to many, Maariv HaMachpelah is the Shaar of Gan Eden. I don't know what that means, the Shaar of Gan Eden, but that sounds like something significant. That sounds like, if I had to make a call to the creator of the world, right here in this room that we're standing in, it's a local call. You don't have to scream. You don't have to do anything so crazy. It's almost maybe as if Kutcher Brichu is standing, standing right next to you anyway all the time that you daven. But here, whatever it means, Shaar of Gan Eden, here there's a chance. And if your tefillah is about Hashem, I just want to figure it out. I just want to be inspired. I just want to know. I want to have the strength and the courage to do it. So this is a great place to do that tefillah. David HaMelech says, Yerushalayim habenuya ir shechubra la yachdav. Many of us, today wasn't a regular tefillah day. We didn't climb high mountains and we didn't rappel through waterfalls. And we didn't do some of the other things that Etzios Vaikolo likes to do when we're doing tefillah. Today was a little bit more somber, a little bit more meaningful. Unbelievable experiences that guys could have. And centered around Churban Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. So how come we didn't end our day over there, not take the bulletproof buses, stay in Yerushalayim and daven at the Kotel, and have a protest to Hashem and say it's not acceptable that we're going to have Tisha B'Av again this year? Why are we here in Hebron? Because Yerushalayim HaBenuya Ir Shechurba LaYachdav. Rebuilt Yerushalayim is the city that's Mechaber, Yachdav, together us under Kadosh Baruch Hu. But what happens when Yerushalayim is not Benuya? What happens when Yerushalayim is not rebuilt? How can we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the place Chevron Chiber, when it's not Yerushalayim HaBenuya, this is the place that you find your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So no matter where you are along your journey, whether you're learning, Kiyas Yaakovs and making Chakiras on Tzitzis and Tefillin, or whether you're just starting with the Aleph Beis and just in the beginning, just trying to figure things out and just opening up our hearts just a little bit. This is the place, the Chiber, the joining, the Shar of Gan Eden. This is the place that's got a great shot for our Tefillos to be answered. We're going to daven Maariv together in crowds of numbers that this place hasn't seen in Rav Simkot. How long? In years. In years, we're waking up the Yeshayne Chevron. Right? We're waking up all those people who are sleeping here in Chevron. When we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. If our 460 proud could be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim together, Shema Yisrael out loud, Yei Shmei Rab out loud, Baruch Hu Hashem Amborach out loud. So who knows what the tefillos that we could do here together. Who knows what kind of bracha that could bring to us and bring to the entire Jewish people.